Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Eloisa Clementich, and she is with Invest Atlanta. Welcome, Eloisa.
Thank you.
Before we get too far into things, tell us about Invest Atlanta. How are you serving folks?
Invest Atlanta is the economic development arm for the city of Atlanta, and it's our role to help build the economy, help individuals connect to those job opportunities, and really to stimulate the entire economy and what we're doing here in the city of Atlanta.
Well, you got your work cut out for you nowadays. We're being kind of hammered on multiple fronts, but let's talk about COVID for a second. How is groups like yours and the city trying to help the small business community kind of adapt and survive during this pandemic?
Well, I really want to recognize the city council and our mayor, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, because they really were first out the door when it comes to taking action. In March, they allocated $1.5 million of the general fund to help small businesses, because no one knew at the time how long this was going to be, but definitely knew that there was an impact to our businesses then. I will let you know that of that 1.5, 57 businesses in the city, over 70% minority and or women-owned business. So very effective. We launched that in 3 months. But now where we are today, to your question, is the federal government has awarded the city $88 million. The city really went through a very difficult process, but came up with two big areas that they wanted to focus. One was affordable housing, and the second was small business. So Invest Atlanta has received $22 million that they need to allocate out by the end of the year for small businesses.
Now, small business, that phrase is kind of in the eye of the beholder. The government defines small business maybe at a higher number than a small business person might define small business. How are you all defining small business?
So for us, it's any business that has less than 250 employees.
Right. So again, that's for a lot of these businesses out there, you know, it's them and a couple people. Is the money kind of getting to those folks as well?
That's the idea, is that we want to, the goal of this program that we are launching, that's been launched as of August 10th and closes August 31st, is really trying to get to those businesses that have been in Atlanta for many years. So some of our legacy businesses haven't received any kind of support at all, and really just smaller businesses were very important to us.
So now how do those businesses find those funds? How do they get their hands on that? How do they apply? How does that process work?
Right. So the way the fund is structured, it will be a grant, and it's up to $50,000. $40,000 will be a direct cash infusion to the business. Now, let me remind your listeners, these funds were awarded to the city from Department of Treasury, so they're very specific on how they can be used. They can be used for anything that a business needs to do to be able to effectively operate post-COVID. So just some examples for your listeners. Maybe I'm a restaurant and I physically need to move my booths to comply with 6 feet social distancing. Those expenses would be eligible. Or maybe you need to purchase plexiglass, PPE. Those expenses would also be eligible. So that is a max of what you can get is $40,000 with the option of a technical assistance piece for $10,000. Here, the idea was not only would you need the funds to actually implement some of this, but you may need help in changing maybe your business model moving forward because you are fundamentally going to need to do business differently. And so you may need support to be able to do that. And the technical assistance service providers will allow you to do that. Total package, $50,000. $40,000 for direct cash for these type of expenses, and then $10,000 for technical assistance. The other thing I would note is that Treasury has said these have to be reimbursable, so they will require receipts.
So now, is part of your work kind of vetting these people, like as the applications come in? Because at some point you're going to have to choose who gets the funds, because once they're run out, they're out, right?
That's exactly right. That is why that application period of August 10th through August 31st at 5 p.m. is the deadline. So let me just run through some of your eligibility requirements. One, you have to be an active business in the city of Atlanta. You have to have a city of Atlanta current business license. I will let your listeners know, if they're not in the city of Atlanta, some of my colleagues around me, DeKalb and Gwinnett, have other programs. So make sure you check in with them. Two, you have to be a business and operating since March 1st, 2019. Have less than 250 employees, and be able to demonstrate a business interruption as a result of COVID. That is key, because these funds are to help you address COVID. So if, let's say, you were going to do your annual website maintenance, would that be eligible? No, it's your annual website maintenance. But with that said, if you are fundamentally going to have to change your website and add paying online because now COVID, people aren't coming into your store, that would be covered. So again, it's being very clear. The application that you are going to have to fill, and you can visit our website, www.investatlanta.com. It's going to ask you those two questions. Please tell us, how has COVID impacted you? And how are you going to prepare to open post-COVID? If I can make any emphasis to your listeners, please make sure to take the time to be able to fill that out and give us as much information as possible. We are not the experts of your business. You are. Help us figure that out.
So now, is there help to help figure that out? Because a lot of everybody's been impacted in some degree, whether it's now my whole team is working from home, and so I had to train them on doing that. Is that covered? Where is the line of what is being affected and what is just, that's the way it is?
I'll have to tell you, the Department of Treasury has provided, I think it's now a 10-page Q&A. That's all we have as far as direction. So for me, the biggest thing to understand is relying on the business and their expertise and explaining. So let me give you an example. One, the grant cannot cover capital expenditure, but I had a factory owner call me and say, Eloisa, I'm actually going to have to put in some conveyor belts because my employees were too close together. So the conveyor belt allowed them to have the 6 feet social distancing. With that explanation, I would tell you, yes, that makes sense, because the only reason he bought those conveyor belts was to be able to comply with COVID-19. So those are the type of, and a lot of it is, we are going to rely on the business. Each business is different. They have their nuance and really their expertise. We would ask you for help, and we would work with you to try to determine what that is.
Okay, so this isn't a situation where I'm just filling out a form and hoping that I put the right things in the right boxes. If I needed to, I can reach out to somebody on your team and you can kind of, we can have a dialogue about this so that we're increasing my chances of success.
So this is the way it works. The first part is fill in the application. The application, we figure, is going to take you about an hour, and we're going to ask you some basic things. Give us a copy of your driver's license. Give me a copy of your payroll, your 2020 license, your Secretary of State license, your profit and loss statement, your SAVE affidavit, your tax returns, and your W-9. It's about 9 things we're going to ask you. And then we're going to say, if you get awarded, will you commit to these 3 things? One, will you do an annual compliance report? Very simple. We're just basically asking you, how is your business doing a year later? Will you commit to doing 15 hours of community service? That's about 1 hour a month. And then second is, would you commit to trying to maintain your employees? If you agree to all of those, I would say submit your application, because what will happen is, based on those two questions and several other criteria, we're going to go in, we have an external review committee, goes in, scores them, and then we are going to start pulling the highest ranked businesses. Once we get those will be the ones that will be awarded. And then we'll reach back out to you and say, all right, let's talk now about what expenses are you going to be reimbursed? Do you have any questions? Can I help you with technical assistance? So it really is, we suspect we're going to have somewhere around 3,000 applications. I mean, we've been open two full days now, and we have over 500 started applications. So this will be the first step. So you'll receive, really the first step of the application is pretty simple, pretty self-explanatory. But to your point, if you have any questions, we have really gone out of our way to try to make ourselves as accessible as possible. You can reach us by calling our customer service hotline, 404-880-7255. You could email us at resurgence@investatlanta.com. Or for the first time in our history, you can chat with us online. So those are the three ways that you could communicate. And I will let you know as well, if many of your listeners are like me, sometimes we wait until the last minute to get things done. We typically, InvestLanta is only open Monday through Friday, but we will have our customer service representatives available Saturday and Sunday, the 29th and 30th. Because we want to make sure we're as accessible as possible to you as you're filling out your application.
Now, you mentioned that now for the first time you have a chat line open. Is that an example of something that would prove that I adjusted for COVID, or is that just part of doing business, having a chat line? Like, would that be something that's reimbursable?
I would have to talk to the type of business. Is it an essential? Was it something you didn't have before? Just understanding if, because remember, if you, all of us have dealt with the federal government in some sort of way, they're the ones that are going to check us at the back end. So we just want to make sure we have a real solid case. So I don't want to say yes or no without understanding the full case of the business, you know.
But for your case, let's talk about Invest Atlanta. Like, Invest Atlanta didn't have this, and now they have this because obviously you're trying to reach people when they're available, they want to talk. So you added that as a service. Is that something, if I add that as a service or added that, would that be something that's covered?
So if Invest Atlanta were applying, or a company like Invest Atlanta, and could we add that as part of our cost? Would it be essential to the COVID, operating in COVID? If I can make the case, yes, it would be covered. But again, we just have to make sure that the case is written very, very tight.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, when you're a small business person and you're a mechanic or you're a manufacturer, you're, a hairstylist, and now you're doing that, you're making these decisions, it's not as cut and dried. I mean, there's a lot of gray, and it's
that's exactly right.
And it's hard to guess right.
Yeah. And that's half the challenge, right? Is we are trying to take the little guidance that we're getting from Treasury, interpret it, and then make sure that we apply it. But again, if we can make, especially in this case, we never had one before, and now we have one because you can't physically go into the office anymore. And so this is another way. I think it makes sense. I think we could get that through Department of Treasury.
Right. So, I mean, just like, my point is not to pick on you about this. It's just to say that this is trickier than it sounds good, and it makes me want to do it. But then when you start trying to do it and then everything is a gray area, it becomes overwhelming. So to know that you're available to at least have a dialogue about it makes me feel better about attempting to do this, because I know you're trying to help me, and I got to give you the information so you can help me.
That's exactly right. And so we are in this together. This program is new. Treasury is creating it just several months ago. New guidelines are coming every day. So we try to provide the most up-to-date information. But in the end, I have to tell you, there are about 16,000 businesses in the city of Atlanta. We want to help as many as possible. They are crucial to our economy. And so we're trying to create programs that really can help them be as effective and be able to operate in a very successful manner post-COVID.
And this is City of Atlanta, not Fulton County.
That's correct. This is City of Atlanta proper, this program. So you have to have a City of Atlanta business license and be operating in the city. Now, if you're not, again, my colleagues in other cities also have programs. So I would ask you to refer to them.
Now, in addition to this funding, there's a special additional funding for just people in the beauty industry. Is that right?
That's correct. So if you are someone that has a cosmetology license in the city of Atlanta or work in the city of Atlanta, so you live and or work in the city of Atlanta, you can apply for a $1,000 grant. And this was really thanks to the commitment by Mayor Bottoms, who fundraised for this and is using donated dollars to create this program and get funding out to those in the cosmetology industry. She has a lot of, she's very close to this one and recognizes that it's hard to do social 6 feet distancing when you're cutting someone's bangs. So really trying to reach out and lend a hand to these individuals.
And there must be thousands of those as well, right? I would imagine that's a...
Yeah, we'll have several thousands of those applications as well. And so again, the applications open the same August 10th, close August 31st. So please, we just ask people to make sure that they're filling out their application. And here we're asking for less information, really just save affidavits, driver's license, proof of residency, and proof of your cosmetology license.
Right. So that's, if you're in cosmetology and you're in the city of Atlanta, this is a no-brainer for this one, right?
That's exactly right. You know, and the only thing I'd have to tell is please make sure your listeners, once you start the application, please finish it. We have many applications that get started and never get finished. So again, we're really trying to make ourselves available if you have any questions or run into anything. I will just highlight for your listeners, we do ask for a save affidavit. And many people have asked us why. It's part of the state of Georgia law. I need to have that on file. It does require a notary. We recognize that some people are in their homes and not leaving. If that's the case, we've provided a list of notaries that will do it virtually, that will prove that will notarize your document virtually. So we've really tried to make it as streamlined as possible.
Now, I'm sure this is on your front burner because there's a deadline coming up rapidly for these grants and this money. Is there anything else going on in Invest Atlanta you'd like to share?
Yeah, I'd also let you know, if for some reason you looked at both of these programs, the Resurgence and the Strength and Beauty, and for some reason that they're not hitting in where your need is, we've also applied for several new small business loan portfolio. So there are 11 loans portfolios you can choose from, or you could just fill in your application and we will decide which ones make the best for you. These loans on average are somewhere around 3% interest rate. And because of COVID, we've waived any application fee. So it's free to apply. So again, if the grant for some reason doesn't align with what your needs are, please consider, and you still need some cash, our loan portfolios is very accessible at 3% interest rate, no payments until March of 2021.
So now the small business folks that are going through this are really hurting, and it's great to know that Invest Atlanta is trying to watch their back a little bit and help them get these funds. Is there anything you're seeing, or when you're talking to other leaders around the country, how is the rest of the country kind of handling this? Are we doing as well as anybody else? Are we doing better, worse? Like, what's your take on how this is going?
So I have a weekly call with national colleagues, other economic developers from New York to New Orleans to Seattle. And I have to tell you, many of the things that we discuss and we share is sharing about our similarities and what's going on in our communities. And a lot of us are in the same situation, not programming, not exactly the same because every community is different, but really trying to figure out how we can be responsive as an economic development community to supporting our small businesses. These are the heart of our communities. Not only do they provide very needed amenities and services, but they're providing jobs to our city residents. And so across the board, all our cities are in the same boat, trying to think about ways that we can be effective to better the curve. There is some statistics that are saying that it's going to take us anywhere about 18 months to recover. We'd like to see that sooner. And so we're really hoping that these programs can provide that stimulus.
And I think the diversity of the economy that Atlanta and Georgia has really helps us kind of weather this as best we can. I mean, everybody's suffering.
I think you've hit something. We have several clusters that we focus on where there are some of my colleagues that are centered on one or two clusters. And so that concentration really is devastating for them. So to your point, that diversification is going to help the economy. But needless to say, there's no doubt all of us are seeing a slowdown in our economy.
Now, when you're dealing with this kind of a pandemic that's impacting, you know, globally, businesses of all shapes and sizes, are you seeing any kind of opportunity out there, or is this something that everybody's just playing defense and they're just trying to survive?
I think that what we have seen is that there are some outlier clusters that are have seen a growth. They're not that many. For example, I'd see, you know, we've seen all clusters shrink or to contract, except within healthcare, obviously. But there are some bright spots. But I'd say that really we're all really seeing the impacts of this crisis.
Well, Eloisa, thank you so much for sharing your story. Can you give the website one more time if anybody wants to apply for these funds?
You've got it. The website is www.investatlanta.com. And please, if you know of anyone, just apply. There is no cost. It will cost no real dollar cost. It will cost you about an hour and a half to fill out the application. But it gives you an opportunity to put your business in for a grant. And we just want to see you successful. And I'd like to thank all your listeners for their commitment to this city, because I have no doubt that we will continue to survive this. We are very nimble and we are a great community. And this will it's a bump in the road, in the long-term road, but we will make it through and even surpass where we were.
And this is a great example of how the private sector and public sector work together to keep things going.
That's exactly right. It takes a village, that's for sure.
Well, thank you again for sharing your story. You're doing such important work and we appreciate you.
No worries. Thank you so much.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.